第四章第一节到第三节，以弗所书第四章第一节到第三节，我们一起同声来读。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。我们再读第三节，读一次。
Verse 3, one more time.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。以弗所书可以说分成两个大段。
Book of Ephesians can be divided into two major portions.
第一章到第三章讲到属灵的一些原则。
Chapters 1 through 3 talk about the principle of the Spirit.
然后第四章、第五章、第六章就讲到一个生活。
Chapters 5 through 6 talks about a living.
在讲到生活以前，保罗就讲了一句话。
Before Paul mentioned living, he said,
他说我为主被囚的来劝你们。
That I beseech you therefore, I the prisoner in the Lord.
保罗讲这些话的时候，他不是站在一个使徒的一个立场上。
In other words, when Paul was fellowshipping these things, he wasn't standing on the position as an apostle.
他也不是站在一个教师的一个立场上。
Nor was he standing in the position of a teacher.
他也不是站在一个年长的弟兄的地位上。
Neither was he occupying the place of an elderly brother.
在这里保罗说他乃是站在一个囚犯的一个地位上。
Here Paul occupies the place of a prisoner.
这里我们看见这一件事的重要性。
Here we see the importance of this matter.
就是我们要有一个生活。
That is, we need to have a manner of life.
什么生活呢？
What kind of manner of life?
这个生活乃是要与我们蒙召的恩典相称。
That is to walk worthily of the calling.
第一章到第三章讲到我们蒙召的恩典。
Chapters 1, 2, and 3 talks about the grace of calling.
为了这样的一个恩典，我们应当有一个生活。
For this grace, we need to have a living.
这个生活能够与蒙召的恩来相称。
And this living would be worthy of the calling.
因此在四、五、第六章里面，保罗讲到很多生活上的事。
Therefore, in chapters 4, 5, and 6, Paul mentioned different kinds of matter related to living.
但是头一件保罗所说到的事是什么呢？
What was the first item Paul mentioned?
头一件在保罗的心里面就是最重要的一件事，就是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The first thing or the most important thing in Paul's estimation is to be diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
在生活里面有许许多多的事。
There are many things in the life.
有夫妻间的事。
Things related to the husband and wife.
有主人跟仆人中间的事。
Things related to masters and slaves.
也有我们行事为人更新的这一件事。
And also related to the walk in the newness of life.
但是保罗却认为最重要首先的一件事却是在竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
But what Paul considered to be the most important is this, that is being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit.
这也是今天早上想与弟兄姊妹一同交通的一点。
And this is the point which I like to fellowship with brothers and sisters this morning.
就是讲到这个合一的这个灵。
That is the spirit of unity.
我们再读诗篇133篇。
Turn to Psalm 133.
这是刚才我们唱的诗歌里面的那个诗篇。
This was a hymn we sang a while ago.
我们还是同声的来读。
All together.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟， 又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。这一篇诗篇乃是叫做上行之诗。
This hymn is one of the songs of ascent.
就是当以色列人他们一年有三次要聚集在耶路撒冷的时候。
The Israelites gather in Jerusalem three times a year.
当他们在路上的时候，或者是当他们在回来的路上，他们所唱的一些诗歌。
As they travel to and fro, this is one of the songs they would sing.
当他们想到他们在耶路撒冷的时候，与所有的支派的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
As they consider in Jerusalem, they would gather with all the tribes of Israel.
在那里面，他们有几天的时间，他们居住在一起。
They would have several days to spend with each other.
有几天的时间，他们敬拜在一起。
Several days they would worship together.
他们喜乐在一起。
They would rejoice together.
他们在那里读主的话，一起在读主的话。
They would read the Lord's word together.
一起把那个赞美的祭献给神。
And together they offered the sacrifices of praise.
在那个光景的里面，他们有这样的一个意念。
And this is the concept in as they gather together.
就是弟兄能够这样和睦的同居是何等的善，是何等的美。
And that is how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
这是那首诗这首诗歌的一个背景。
This is the background of the song.
这首诗一开始就有一个字。
There's a word in the beginning of the song.
这个字在有一些圣经里面没有翻出来。
Some of the translations omitted this word.
这个字就是看啊，这个字。
Behold.
在圣经里面，特别是在旧约里面，这个字出现过好多次。
In the Bible, especially the Old Testament, this word was mentioned many times.
这个字说看啊。
Behold.
为什么要写这个字呢？
Why he uses this word?
为什么不能说一开始说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善？何等的美呢？
Why didn't he just write how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity?
我想把这个字摆在这里有一个很深的意义。
I believe this word has a significant meaning.
在旧约圣经里面，这一个字用到的时候，总是神要把他的心意要告诉我们。
Each time this word is used in the Old Testament, God is trying to reveal to us his heart's desire.
当神告诉挪亚要毁灭这个世界的时候，
When God discloses to Noah what he's about to do to destroy the world,
他用了这个字。
He used this word.
他说看啊。
He said, behold.
他要用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
That he is about to destroy the world with a flood.
因为这件事是这样的严肃。
Because this is a serious matter.
这件事是这样的慎重。
This is a very important thing.
所以神说看啊。
And that's why God says, behold.
当那个洪水过去以后，
After the deluge,
神就要跟挪亚立约。
And God set up a covenant with Noah.
在神跟挪亚立约的时候，他这样说。
At the time of the covenant, this is what he said.
他说，看啊，我与你们和你们的后裔立约。
Behold, I covenant with you and your descendants.
神在那个时候就要挪亚来注意这件事。
The Lord wanted Noah to pay attention to this thing.
他不但要挪亚注意，他要挪亚的后代都要注意这一件事。
Not only Noah, but Noah's descendants should pay attention to it.
所以他说看啊。
That's why he said, behold.
我要与你立约。
I will covenant with you.
在亚伯拉罕的身上。
In Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕把他的儿子带到那个山上。
When Abraham brought his son to that mountain.
他把他的儿子摆在那个祭坛的上面。
As he placed his son on the altar.
他把他的手举起来要杀他儿子。
As he lift up his hand to slay his son.
圣经这样记载。
The Bible records again.
他说亚伯拉罕举头五观看。
Said Abraham raised up his eyes to look.
然后在我们中文圣经里面说不料他看到了一只公羊。
And the Chinese translation said unbeknownst to him he saw a ram.
但是在原来希伯来文里面那个不料呢是看啊。
In the Hebrew word, it should be behold.
看啊，有一只羔羊。
Behold, there is a ram.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends and sisters.
在那一天，亚伯拉罕那个看见是太重要。
the seeing of Abraham that day is so important.
那个看见不只是救赎他的儿子。
That seeing not only saved his son.
那个看见乃是告诉我们今天我们救赎的根源。
That seeing also shows us the source of our salvation.
所以神又用了那一个字。
So God used the word again.
看啊。
Behold.
在雅各的身上。
In Jacob.
当他离开他的家乡的时候。
As he fled his homeland.
他有一天晚上睡在旷野的里面。
One evening, he laid himself in the wilderness.
然后他就做了一个梦。
And he dreamed a dream.
然后圣经上说他就做了一个梦然后看啊有一个梯子。
The Bible records, he dreamed a dream and behold, he saw a ladder.
在那里面神把教会启示给雅各。
In that dream, God revealed the church to Jacob.
因为这件事实在是很重要。
Because this thing is so important.
所以圣灵就把这个看啊摆在那里。
And that's why the Holy Spirit plays the word behold there.
所以我们读圣经的时候像这样的字我们要注意。
So each time we come to the Bible and saw this word, we must pay attention.
因为在这个字的后面神要把一个启示告诉我们。
Because behind this word, God is trying to reveal something.
那件事是重要的。
And that is important.
当约翰在那个巴摩海岛的时候。
When John was in Patmos, the Isle of Patmos.
有一天他听到一个声音。
One day he heard a voice.
然后他转过身来看那个声音从哪里来的。
And he told, he turned to see the voice.
然后神就让他看见一个异象。
And God showed him a vision.
如果约翰没有看见那个异象。
If John didn't see the vision.
我们就没有启示录。
We would not have the book of Revelation.
如果保罗没有看见异象。
If Paul didn't see a vision.
我们就没有很多新约里面的书信。
We would not have all the epistles in the New Testament.
为什么今天我们能够得到这些宝贵的话
？Why can we receive these precious words？
那是因为有人看见了。
Because someone saw。
他那个看见就把神的心意带下来。
That beholding brought down God's heart's desire。
所以这里面诗篇133篇里面所说的一件事
，So what Psalm 133 tells us，
就是一件非常重要的一件事。
Is an important thing。
这一件事，需要我们来看。
This matter。Requires our beholding.
如果我们看见了
If we have seen it,
我们就能够知道，就能够了解
We would know and understand.
如果我们没有看见
If we are not to see it,
我们就不能够了解
We would not understand it.
这一件事不是能够教导的
This is not something you teach.
这一件事不是我们来学习的
This is not something you learn.
这一件事情是我们来看见
This is something you behold.
如果我们看见了
If you have seen it,
我们就有那个感觉
You would have the feeling.
我们就有那个爱好
You would have the desire.
我们就有那个羡慕
You would have the covet. You would covet it.
只有看见的人
Only those who have seen.
里面呢能够有这样的感觉
Would have such a feeling.
大卫是一个看见的人
David is one who sees.
所以他说是何等的善是何等的美
And that's how he declares how good and how pleasant it is.
他没有办法来描述
It is impossible to describe.
他也没有办法来测量
Nor to measure.
所以他说何等
So he said, how good.
他用了两次
And he uses that twice.
一次说何等的赞
How good.
一次说何等的美
And how pleasant.
他实在不知道怎么样来描述
He had no way to describe it.
我常常的用这样的一个标准来衡量一件事
I usually measure with such a thing.
如果有一个人告诉我一件事很好
If someone tells me a good thing
好比说有一个人告诉我一个地方很好玩
For instance, someone tells me a place which is a good place
那我怎么知道他讲的到底是好还是不好
How do I know it is truly a fun place or not
我自己呢有这样的一个标准
I have such a standard
我就问这个人你愿不愿意再去一次
So I ask the person, would you go back again
如果这个人愿意再去
If he's willing to go back,
那我认为这个地方大概是真好。
Then I would believe this is a fun place.
如果这个人说这个地方实在是很好。
If someone said this is truly a good place,
你应该去。
You should go.
不过呢，我去过一次就够了。
But it suffices to be there just once.
那这个地方呢，还不是那么好。
Then this place is not that good.
那我就不一定接受他的话。
And I may not accept his words.
这是我的标准。
This is my standard.
如果一个人觉得那个地方真好。
If a person believes a place is good,
他还会再回去。
He would go back.
大卫说什么？
What did David say?
大卫不但是要回去。
He not only wants to go back.
他说他有一件事。
He said there's one thing.
他曾经寻求。
That he has desired.
他如今还要这样求。
And sought after.
就是一生一世要住在耶和华的殿里。
That is to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of his life.
在他的殿里求问。
And to inquire in his temple.
啊，这个我相信大卫。
I believe David.
他不但是要回去。
Not only he wants to go back.
他要住在那里。
He wants to dwell there.
换句话说，他不回来了。
In other words, he will not return anymore.
啊，那我相信大卫这实在是好。
And I believe David, this is truly a good place.
他可能没有办法告诉我到底怎么好。
Maybe he has no way to describe how good it truly is.
但是他说他不回来了。
But he said he's not going to leave.
他要住在那里。
He wants to dwell there.
他一生一世都住在那里。
All the days of his life, he will dwell there.
所以这个地方我要去。
So this is a place I want to go as well.
这个地方我要去看一下。
I want to go and look.
这个里面我有渴慕。
I have a desire.
我要看一看为什么大卫不肯回来。
I want to see why David would not leave that place.
大卫又说。
He said again.
他说我宁可在那个地方住一天。
I'd rather be a doorkeeper one day.
胜过在别的地方住一千日。
More than 1,000 days in another place.
一千日啊，就两年多了。
1,000 days is over 2 years long.
那个地方好到这样一个程度。
That place is good to the extent.
他只要住一天。
He would live just rather one day.
要胜过在别的地方要住过两年多。
Better than dwelling in another place for over 2 years.
这个地方我相信实在是好。
I believe this place is a good place.
是值得我们去追求的。
It's something worthwhile for our pursuit.
这个地方就是一个弟兄和睦同居的地方。
This is the place where brethren dwell together in unity.
当弟兄姊妹能够在一起和睦同居。
When brothers and sisters can dwell together in unity.
那个地方就是大卫所羡慕的。
That is the place of David's desire.
弟兄和睦同居实在是一个神迹。
Brethren dwelling together is truly a miracle.
不是一件地上常有的事。
It is rare indeed.
我们怎么能够知道呢
？How do we know？
我们从圣经来看就晓得。
We know because of the Bible。
圣经里面头一对弟兄是谁
？Who are the first sibling in the Bible？
就是亚伯和该隐。
Cain and Abel。
这两个人有没有和睦同居
？Did these two dwell together in unity？
头一对弟兄就不能和睦同居。
First sibling could not dwell together in unity。
也许这是一个一个偶然吧。
This may be something that happened by chance.
但是我们再往下看，雅各和以扫是一个弟兄，一对弟兄。
We went further again. We saw another sibling, Jacob and Esau.
雅各和以扫有没有和睦同居呢
？Did Jacob and Esau dwell together in unity?
他们也没有和睦同居。
No, they did not dwell together in unity.
我们再往下看。
Let's go further down.
约瑟和他的哥哥有没有和睦同居？
Did Joseph and his brothers dwell together in unity?
也没有和睦同居。
No, they did not.
这些人都是圣经上的伟人呐。
And these are all giants in the Bible.
雅各、约瑟、
Jacob and Joseph.
甚至亚伯拉罕。
Even Abraham.
亚伯拉罕和罗德也算是兄弟。
Abraham, Lot, and Lot can be considered as brothers.
他们有没有和睦同居呢
？Did they dwell together in unity?
他们也不能够和睦同居。
They could not either.
所以和睦同居不是件容易的事。
So dwelling together in unity is not natural.
如果弟兄和睦同居是一件容易的事。
If brethren dwelling together is in unity is easy.
这里面就不会用那个看哪那个字。
Then the writer would not use the word behold.
因为这件事是一件神迹。
Because this is a miracle.
当弟兄真正能够和睦同居的时候是一个神迹。
When brethren can truly dwell together in unity, that is a miracle.
所以这个字需要在这里用。
And that's why he uses this word.
这件事是需要我们众人一起来看见。
This is something requires us together to look at.
我们怎么得救的
？How are we saved?
我们得救的时候是因为我们看见了羔羊。
We were saved because we saw the lamb.
我们看见神成为我们的拯救。
We saw God becoming our salvation.
因为这个看见，我们得救了。
Because of the seeing, we were saved.
同样的，今天神还要带领我们进入另外一个恩典。
By the same token, God today wants to lead us into another grace.
这个恩典就是弟兄和睦同居的一个生活。
And this grace is living together with brothers and sisters.
这样一件事也需要看见。
And this matter requires our beholding.
因此在这里面圣灵就说看啊。
For this reason, the Holy Spirit here says, behold.
我实在祷告主今天早上圣灵也能够在我们的心里面对我们说这句话。
It's my earnest prayer this morning the Holy Spirit will speak the same word to us.
告诉我们看啊。
Telling us, behold.
让我们看见我们得救以后还有一个生活。
That we will see after our salvation there is a manner of living.
这个生活乃是弟兄和睦同居的生活。
This is a living of brethren dwelling together in unity.
在我们得救以后不只是我个人的事。
After we're saved, it's not just an individual thing.
不是我个人属灵成长的事。
It's not something related to my personal growth.
有一件更重要的事，那是我和我的弟兄是不是和睦同居。
There's something more important, that is, am I dwelling together with my brothers in unity?
刚才我们读到那以弗所书那一句话。
We read in Ephesians a while ago.
他说竭力保守那个圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Be diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the united bond of peace.
这一句话在中文里面啊翻译的是很通顺。
This phrase is translated well in Chinese.
但是呢却有一点不够忠实。
But it is not accurate.
这句话应该怎么翻呢
?How should it be translated?
这个难处呢在那个联络这个字上。
The difficulty arises in the word uniting.
他说用和平来联络。
It is the uniting bond of peace.
那个联络在中文里面呢好像是一个动词。
The uniting seems as though a verb in the Chinese.
但是在原文里面呢那是一个名词。
In the original language, it is a noun.
这个字是什么意思呢
?What does this word mean?
这个字呢就是那个筋 ,ligament.
This word means the ligament.
在两个肢体的当中哈是靠什么连结的
?What unites two members together.
这两个肢体的中间呢就有筋。
Between two members, there are ligaments.
那个筋呢就把两个肢体连在一起。
The ligaments unite the two members together.
所以这一句话如果我们要重新翻一遍的话。
If we are to translate this word again.
应该这样翻就是用和平的筋来保守那合一的灵。
We can put it this way. To keep the bond of peace by the ligament of peace.
Right, right, right. Exactly right. 你可以知道为什么当初翻译的人没有这样翻译。
You can understand why the translator did not put it this way.
如果他这样翻译的话别人会说你这是什么中文啊
If he did, people would criticize it being awkward.
用和平的筋来保守那合一的灵。
To use the ligament of peace to keep the bond of peace.
我们和弟兄之间有一个筋。
Between the brothers and sisters, there is a ligament.
那个筋把我们连在一起。
That ligament unites us together.
那个筋叫做和平的筋。
That is the ligament of peace.
我们和我们的弟兄怎么样能够连接在一起
?How can we be reunited with our brothers?
还是我们重视这个筋。
That is by paying attention to this ligament.
这个筋就是和平的筋。
That is the ligament of peace.
我们人的天性不是这样。
We're not this way naturally speaking.
我们人的天性是这样，如果这个弟兄跟我合得来呢，我们就很好。
Our natural inclination is, if this brother suits me well, then we would be in peace.
那因为弟兄跟我格格不入的话呢，那我就跟他保持距离。
If the other brother rubs me the wrong way, I'll keep a distance from him.
所以我们当中有没有筋呢不在乎的。
So it doesn't matter if there's a ligament between us.
只要我跟这个弟兄有那个筋在就好了。
As long as I have a ligament with this brother.
所以当我来到聚会里面的时候呢我就喜欢接近那些跟我有筋的人。
So when we come together in the meeting, I like to gather together with those who have ligament with me.
那我们有筋所以我们在一起很舒服。
Because we have ligaments connecting, so it's easy to be together.
我们讲话很投机。
We can speak well together.
所以吃饭的时候呢我要找这个弟兄跟我有筋的。
So when we eat together, we want to find those brothers who are we have a ligament with.
那至于那些弟兄姊妹跟我当中没有筋的呢？
What about those that we do not have a ligament with?
我想都不想他的。
I don't even think about them.
这不是那个合一。
This is not the peace.
这个不叫做竭力保守圣灵所赐的合一。
This is not being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit.
圣灵所赐的合一乃是让我们注重我和那个弟兄中间没有进。
Oneness of the Spirit is paying attention to those whom we do not have a ligament with.
这件事在我里面就很重。
And this becomes a heavy burden in me.
在我的里面就让我过不去。
It causes me to not be at peace.
一直等到我和这个弟兄中间有了那个进。
Until I would have established a ligament between this brother and I.
到这个时候我的心才安定下来。
Then would I be at peace.
这个叫做竭力保守。
This is what is being diligent to keep.
这是一件在教会里面的一个根本的事。
This is a fundamental issue in the church.
这件事重要到一个程度可以让一个教会之所以成为一个教会。
This is so important it causes a church to be a church.
所以当保罗在写哥林多前书的时候
So when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians,
哥林多的教会问题很多。
The church in Corinth has much problems.
好多好多不同的问题。
All different kinds of problems.
但保罗首先提的是什么事？
What was the first thing Paul mentioned?
头一件保罗讲的是什么事?
What was the first thing Paul mentioned?
保罗首先是责备他们在那里结党。
First of all, Paul rebuked them for a sectarian spirit.
他们分门别类。
They were separating themselves.
这件事在保罗看来是最严重的一件事。
To Paul, this was something that was of utter importance.
这是所有其他问题的根源。
This was the source of all other problems.
如果在弟兄姊妹的当中我们有分门别类
If among brothers there is division
一切的问题都会产生出来
Then all problems will come after that
因此在神的面前我们来竭力保守合一这个心的话就是我们要反对所有的分门别类
In other words, if we are to keep the uniting bond of peace before the Lord we need to rise up against all division
我们有很多的原因来让我们分门别类
There are many reasons that causes us to be divisive
我们可以用我们的这个背景来分门别类
We can divide according to our background
我们有的是从大陆来的
Some came from the mainland
我们有的从台湾来的
Some came from Taiwan
我们有的从东南亚来的
Some came from Southeast Asia
我们有的是在美国出生的
Some are born in America
我们有的是出生在世界其他的国家的
Some are born elsewhere
如果我们要分门别类的话
We are to divide
我们有很多的事情可以分门别类
There are many reasons to cause us to be divisive
就是如果任何一件事情进到我们当中
If anything comes among us
让我们分门别类
causes us to be divisive
这件事情我们要来反对
We need to rise up against that very thing
不是因为我们想做什么
Not that we're here to do something
乃是按照主的话
But it is according to God's word.
他说要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Here it says, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
只有合一才会有见证。
Testimony arises out of oneness.
当哥林多前书让我们看见哥林多的教会之所以没有见证不是因为没有恩赐。
First Corinthians shows us,
他们没有见证，不是因为没有恩赐。
The Corinthians loses their testimony not because they are lack of gifts.
他们实在是一个有恩赐的教会。
They are full of gifts.
他们没有见证，那是因为他们不能够合一。
They lost testimony because they could not keep the oneness.
如果我们当中有那个合一
，If we have that unity among us，
我们就有那个见证。
We would have then a testimony.
我们如果没有那个合一，我们就失去了见证。
If we lose the oneness, we lose the testimony.
这是讲到合一是一件何等重要的事。
It shows how important the unity is.
在希伯来文里面哈，实在来讲没有这个字，没有合一这个字。
In Hebrew language, there is not such a word, unity.
但是呢，133篇里面明明有这个字。
But here there is such a word in Psalm 133.
原来呢，这个字呢，在其他的地方，是不做这样同样的翻译。
Actually, this word was translated differently elsewhere.
这个字出现在其他的地方呢都翻成together, 在连相连。
This word translated elsewhere, to mean, together. Together.
还有另外一个翻译。
There's another version.
就是相同。
That is similarity.
这一个字在其他的地方都是这样两个不同的翻译。
These are the two words translated else, in all the other places.
一方面说来是相连。
On the one hand, it is to unite.
一方面来说呢是相同。Alike.
On the other hand, it is a similarity.
这就是合一在希伯来文里面的两个意思。
These are the meaning in the word, in the Hebrew word.
什么叫做相连？
What is to be united?
我们来读一处主的话。
Let's read.
哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章
First Corinthians 12
第十二节
Verse 12
我们一起来念好
Altogether
就如身子是一个却有许多肢体而且肢体虽多人是一个身子基督也是这样这一节圣经告诉我们什么叫做相连
This verse shows us what it is to be united
我们是彼此相连在一起。
We are united together.
这一节圣经给我们一个图画，告诉我们什么叫做相连。
And this verse portrays to us what uniting is.
他说我们的合一好像肢体跟身体一样。
Shows our unity just like members in the body.
身子是一个，却有许多的肢体。
The body is one but has many members.
肢体虽多，人是一个身子。
There are many members, but one body.
然后他说基督也是这样。
And he says, so also the Christ.
弟兄姊妹我们注意他没有说基督 和教会也是这样。
Pay attention, he did not say, so is Christ and the church.
他只有说基督也是这样。
He only said, so is the Christ.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
讲基督也是这样就包含了教会。
When you say, so is the Christ, that includes the church.
弟兄姊妹我们当中的相连有一个特点。
And sisters, there is a characteristic of our uniting, of our unity.
这一个特点就是我们的相连是不可分开的。
And that is our unity cannot be separated.
我们身上的肢体如果跟身体分开以后
If the members of our body are separated from the body,
这个肢体就失去了它的功用。
And that member will lose its function.
因此无论在什么样的一个情形之下
So regardless of circumstance
肢体和肢体都不能分开
Members should never be separated from members
我们身上的肢体很可能不一样
We may have different members in the body
像我们的手和我们的脚是非常不一样
Like our hands and our feet are much different
他们的功用不一样
Their functions are different
他们的样子不一样
Their shapes are different
他们的表现也不一样
The manifestations are different.
但是他们必须要相连在一起。
They must be connected together.
我们不能说因为不一样。
We cannot say because we're dissimilar.
所以我们就分开了。
Therefore, we should be separated.
这是不可分开的一件事。
Something that should never be separated.
这个肢体，每一个肢体都需要身体。
Every member needs a body.
如果肢体离开了身体，那肢体就不能够单独的生存。
If a member leaves the body, it cannot live on its own.
但是反过来
On the other hand,
身体也需要每一个肢体
The body needs every member
每一个肢体都是那么重要
Every member is important
最近我听到收音机里面有一个新闻是这样说的
Recently I heard a news in the radio broadcast
他说有一个人在医院的里面他在等一个肾
A person was in the hospital awaiting a liver
他的肾已经完全失去了功能
His own kidney had lost all its function.
所以他完全是靠那个机器在代替他的肾
So he was fully dependent on the machine.
所以他就在全国的那个等候肾的那个名单他是第一个
And he was the first among on the waiting list in the whole nation.
因为只要在24小时之内他不能够得到那个肾的话他会失去他的生命
And if he could not receive a new kidney, he would lose his life.
一个肢体虽然有很多很多 一个身体虽然有很多其他的肢体，
Though a body has many members，
但是少了那个肾，
If he is without a kidney，
这整个身体就没有办法下去，
The whole body could not be sustained。
弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得我们在教会非常的微小，
For instance, many times we feel insignificant in the church，
我们也不是那个眼睛，
We're neither the eye，
我们好像也不是那个手会做很多的事，
Nor the hands who are, which are capable，
好像我们也不是那个嘴会说很多的话，
Nor the mouth who can speak，
我们也不像那个脚很有时间东跑西跑，
Or the feet that can walk here and there，
我们好像也不是像那个鼻子很有属灵的那个嗅觉，
Or the nose that has spiritual sense，
你觉得我好像没有什么用处，
And you feel insignificant，
教会里面多我跟少我都没有关系，
The church would never miss me.
如果我们是这样的思想，有这样的一个观念，
If we have this kind of concept,
那我们就还没有看见这个圣灵所赐的合一。
Then we have not seen the oneness given by the Holy Spirit.
因为那个看不见的那个肢体都是不可缺的肢体。
Because all the members who are unseen are necessary.
我们在身体里面这些看不见的这些器官，
All the faculties, which are unseen in our bodies,
那是最重要的一些器官，
are the most important faculties.
这些如果我们缺少的话，
if we are lacking of them,
这个身体就不能维持下去，
and your body would not be able to sustain itself.
所以这个联合，这个圣经上所说的联合，是一个不可分的联合。
So the unity described in the Bible is something that can never be divided.
今天在世界上，我们有很多其他的联合是可以分的。
In the world, we have many unions that can be divided.
像我们找工作，我们跟一个公司联合在一起。
For instance, we go to work, we are united with a company.
这个联合不是合一的。
This kind of uniting is not in oneness.
什么时候那个公司不需要你的时候呢，他就请你走路了。
Whenever the company doesn't need you anymore, they'll lay you off.
那个是一个暂时的联合。
That is but a temporary unity.
那个不是这里面所说的这个联合。
That is not the unity described here.
这个联合乃是不可分的。
This unity cannot be divided.
当我们在神的面前有一个婚约的时候，
Before the Lord, when we have a marriage vow,
这是一个合一。
That is a unity.
为什么说这是一个合一呢？
Why do we call it a unity?
因为这个是不可分的。
Because that's something that cannot be divided.
当一个男的和一个女的在神的面前许了这个婚约，
When a male and a female vow a marriage vow before the Lord,
就没有理由可以让他们分开。
There's no reason to separate them again.
不管我们有多少的不同，
regardless how different we are，
不管我们是有苦难，
regardless of afflictions，
或者是有荣耀，
or great glory，
都不能够成为夫妻分开的原因，
neither can be a reason for separation。
所以我们中国有一句话我觉得是蛮好的，
so the Chinese has a word, a proverb，
虽然这句话是很通俗，
though it's a very common word，
他说啊，嫁鸡呢就要随鸡。
So if you marry a chicken, you must follow the chicken.
他说你嫁狗呢就要随狗。
If you marry a dog, you follow the dog.
这个话听起来是很通俗哈。
It sounds very vulgar.
但是呢，这里面呢却很有那个属灵的味道。
But it is to the spiritual point.
这个人是个鸡。
If this person is a rooster.
那个鸡呢，但是你嫁给他了以后呢，
Once you married to him，
那你就跟着鸡。
You better follow the rooster。
如果这个人是一个狗，
If the person is a dog，
我们都常常都用很不好的词来说狗。
Sometimes we demean the dogs。
但是如果这个是一个狗，我们嫁给狗呢，就跟随这个狗。
But if unfortunately we married a dog， we better follow the dog。
这个叫做不可分。
This is something that cannot be divided.
这在神的面前不能够因为任何的原因成为分离的原因。
And before the Lord, no reason can separate us.
这个叫做合一。
This is what we talk about.
这个合一就是说，今天我们在一起，我们没有任何一个理由可以分开。
That means today we are together and there's no reason to separate us.
如果我们有任何的理由可以分开的话，那个就不是合一。
If there is any reason that can separate us, then that is not a unity.
第二个呢，就是相同。
Second aspect is a likeness.
我们不但是不可分，并且呢，我们是相同的。
Not only are we not divided, we are alike.
我们在哪些事情上相同呢？
In what sense are we alike?
我们来读主的话，马太福音。
Book of Matthew.
马太福音二十三章
Matthew 23
第八节
Verse 8
好我们一起读
All together
但你们不要受拉比的称呼因为只有一位是你们的父子你们都是弟兄这节圣经里面告诉我们我们有一件事情是相同的
Scripture tells us there's one thing that causes us to be alike.
这个相同的地方就是我们都是弟兄。
And that is, we are all brothers.
事实上在希伯来文里面哈，弟兄的那个意思就是相同。
Actually, in Hebrew language, the word brother means a likeness.
就是另外一个人跟我是相同的。
In other words, another person is like me.
在希伯来文里面，那就是弟兄。
In Hebrew, that is a brother.
我觉得这个意义非常的好。
I think this is a very good
弟兄嘛就是相同的。
Brother means someone who's like you.
我们有的时候看一下孩子的照片的时候。
Sometimes when we look at the picture of our children.
我们总是要猜一猜这个人是谁啊。
We often have to guess who's that.
这个是 Daniel 还是 Steven?
Is this Daniel or is this Steven?
有的时候分不出来啊。
Sometimes we cannot distinguish.
特别是那个小时候的照片。
Especially when they're a baby.
你真是要想一想。
You have to take a second thought.
看一看旁边的东西。
And to look at their environment.
这个大概是 Daniel.
Maybe this is Daniel.
弟兄们好像呢就是相同。
The brother seems to be alike.
我们今天在神的面前最宝贵的一个相同点。
The most precious likeness before God today
就是我们都是弟兄
is the fact that we are all brothers.
我们在当中有一些年长的
There are some elders brothers among us.
魏弟兄
Brother Wei.
有吕弟兄
Brother Louis.
有杨弟兄
Brother Yang.
这些年长的弟兄
These are older brothers.
但是呢也是弟兄
They are all brothers.
我们当中也有一个年轻的
And there are some younger brothers.
刚刚受浸的
Newly baptized.
林志强弟兄
And Brother Thompson Lin.
还是弟兄
He's still a brother.
我们信主二十年的人跟信主一年的人都是弟兄
Those who have believed 20 years and those who have just believed are all brothers.
那你说那不是教会圣经上有长老吗
And you ask, the Bible shows that there are elders.
那些长老是怎么回事呢
Then what's an elder?
这里说我们都是弟兄
Here says we're all brothers.
那边又跑出长老
And the other place there's an elder.
什么是长老
What is an elder?
长老是一个执事。
An elder is one who has a ministry.
长老也是弟兄的。
He is but a brother.
那个长老是他的执事。
The eldership is only his ministry.
就好比我家里有三个男孩。
Just as I have three boys at home.
三个人都是弟兄。
These three are all brothers.
但是那个老大长大了以后呢
When the older one grows up.
力气比较大。
He has greater strength.
我就让他去剪草。
So I sent him to mow the yard.
这个剪草呢，就是他的职事。
So mowing the yard is his ministry.
他不是说我今天剪草以后呢，我就在教会做长老。
It doesn't mean after he mowed the yard, he becomes the elder.
他的剪草剪得再好，他还是弟兄。
Regardless how good he mows the yard, he's still a brother.
不会因为他在家里面剪草，他就有一个新的地位。
He would not receive a new position just because he mowed the yard at the house.
这就是长老。
This is an elder.
长老是一个执事。
An elder is a service.
在教会里面有一点责任。
He bears certain responsibility in the church.
但是呢，他不过就是一个弟兄。
He's nothing but a brother.
你说那圣经里面还有讲到有什么教师的呢
？And you say the Bible also shows that there are teachers.
还有说方言的呢
？The people ones who speak in tongues.
那是什么呢
？What are these?
那个是一个恩赐。
These are gifts.
有的人有这个恩赐
Some has this gift.
有的人有那个恩赐
Some possess the other kind of gifts.
这个恩赐呢就让他能够有一方面的服事
These gifts enable them to serve.
也许我将来这三个男孩可能有一个会有音乐的恩赐。
Perhaps out of my three boys, one would possess the gift of music.
我看起来是不太可能。
Doesn't look that way now.
如果有一个有音乐的恩赐，有一天也许他弹琴。
If one would have the gift of music, one day he would play a piano.
但是他弹琴呢，这是他的恩赐。
The playing of piano is his gift.
他不是因为他弹琴以后呢，他就不做弟兄了。
It doesn't mean he would no longer be a brother just because he plays the piano.
他弹得再好，他还是弟兄。
However good he plays, he's still a brother.
有一天他弹到德州最好的，他还是弟兄。
One day if he plays to be the number one in the state of Texas, he's still a brother.
他弹到全美国最好的，他还是弟兄。
If he's the best in the whole of America, he's still a brother.
这是在神面前我们最宝贵的一件事。
This is something we treasure the most before God.
我们在神的面前都是弟兄。
Before God, we're all brothers.
所以没有一个人可以站在神和我们的中间。
That's why no one can stand between us and God.
不管这个人是多好。
No matter how good this person is.
就是保罗到我们中间来了。
Even when Paul comes among us.
我们大家都不能想象，如果保罗到我们中间来了。
We could not fathom if Paul even comes among us.
我晓得，我大概天天聚会吧。
I don't know. Maybe I'll meet every day.
每天带便当到教会来聚会。
Every day I will bring my lunchbox to meet at the meeting.
就是保罗到我们教会来。
Even if Paul were to come to our meeting.
就是亚波罗也来了。
Even if Apollos came on.
就是彼得当中都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
这是主的话。
This is God's word.
好吗？我们都能够看见这一件事实。
We always see this fact.
我们不但看见这件事实。
Not only see the fact.
我们宝贵这件事实。
And treasure this fact.
什么事情我们都不换的。
We will not change it.
不管我们受到什么样的一个打击。
No matter how severe a difficulty that comes among us.
不管我们遭受什么样的一个试探。
No matter how we are tempted.
我们都不愿意失去这样的一个地位。
We're unwilling to lose this.
就是我们每一个人在神的面前都是弟兄。
That everyone among us before God is a brother.
这叫做相同。
And this is what it means, a likeness.
这是地位上的相同。
This is a likeness in position.
除了在地位上相同以外，我们还有另外一个相同。
Aside from a likeness, there's another likeness.
就是腓立比书所说的，我们在意念上是相同。
And that is what was written in the Philippians. That is a likeness in the mind.
这是一件很好、很宝贵的事。
This is also a precious matter.
今天我们可能在一起，一个人一个想法。
Today maybe everyone has a thought.
每一个人有自己的意见。
Everyone has his own opinion.
但是圣经上说，我们既然是弟兄，我们应该意念相同。
The Bible says, since we're all brothers, we should mind the same thing.
使徒行传一开始的时候，描写当初的教会。
At the beginning of the book of Acts, describing the early church.
他描写的非常好。
Described very well.
他说都是一心一意的。
And it says they were in one accord.
啊，这实在是太美了。
This is very beautiful.
他说都是一心一意的。
They were always in one accord.
我们在尼希米记的时候也是这样的光景。
The book of Nehemiah, we saw the same thing.
都是一心一意的。
They were in one accord.
他们在那里盖城墙的时候。
They were building the wall.
他们是一心一意的。
They were building it in one accord.
他们在那里侍奉的时候。
As they were serving.
他们是一心一意的。
They were serving in one accord.
他们在那里读圣经的时候。
As they were reading the scriptures.
他们是一心一意的。
They were reading in one accord.
甚至他们在神的面前悔改认罪的时候。
Even when they were repenting before the Lord.
他们是一心一意的。
They repented in one accord.
在那里我觉得非常让我感动。
I was very touched there.
因为他们每一个人都披了麻。
Because everyone wore the sackcloth.
每一个人都蒙了灰。
Everyone put dust on their head.
我就想，为什么尼希米他要披麻呢？
And I wonder why Nehemiah had to wear a sackcloth.
尼希米他自己也没有犯罪。
He did not commit any sin.
如果不是尼希米的话，城墙都不会建立起来。
If not for Nehemiah, the wall would never be built.
就是因为尼希米的缘故，以色列人才会起来建造城墙。
It was due to Nehemiah the Israelites would rise up to build the wall.
但是尼希米他披麻。
But Nehemiah wore sackcloth.
但是尼希米他蒙灰。
He put dust on his head.
因为他与弟兄们已经合一了。
Because he was one with his brothers.
与他们的意念相同。
He was one in his mind.
有一个弟兄犯罪了。
If one brother sin,
就是我犯罪。
I have sinned.
有一个弟兄软弱了。
If one brother is weak,
就是我软弱。
I am weak.
所以有个弟兄需要披麻，我就需要披麻。
The brother is in need of wearing sackcloth, and I am in need of.
有一个弟兄需要蒙灰，我就需要蒙灰。
The brother is in need of putting dust on the head, and I am in need also.
这叫做意念相通。
This is what it means, one in the mind.
我们何等缺乏这样的一个意念。
How we are in lack of this mind.
我们觉得这位弟兄。然后，哎呀，我们需要为他祷告。
We think this brother is weak. We need to pray for him.
好，我们觉得这个弟兄退后，哎，实在很可惜。
We feel this brother is backsliding. How pitiful it is.
这个不是意念相同。
This is not being one in mind.
意念相同是这个弟兄软弱，就是我的软弱。
Being one in mind means that this brother is weak, and then I'm weak.
这个弟兄犯罪，我需要悔改。
This brother sin, I need to repent.
我与弟兄一起悔改。
We repent with the brother together.
这个叫做合一。
This is what it means, oneness.
这个叫做意念相同。
This is what oneness in the mind means.
我们还有一件事情相同。
Something else that is our likeness.
叫做爱心相同。
To be one in love.
To have the same love.
To have the same love.
在这年底的时候，我们江桑的弟兄来的时候，他讲到一件事。
At the end of last year, Brother John Saunders mentioned something among us.
他说以色列人盖圣殿的地方啊，当初原来是一个打谷场。
The place where Israelites built the temple used to be a threshing floor.
那个打谷场呢，后来大卫就买下来了。
David later on bought the threshing floor.
后来他的儿子所罗门就在那个打谷场上把圣殿盖起来。
And afterwards his son Solomon built the temple out of that threshing floor.
我们弟兄就告诉我们说啊，那个打谷场呢，就是把那个卖的糠除掉的一个地方。
Our brother told us the threshing floor is the place where you separate the chaff from the kernel.
他就告诉我们，教会乃是建造在那个根基的上面。
Therefore, the church is built on that very foundation.
前一段时间我听到一个录音带。
A while back, I heard a tape.
那个录音带里面也讲到这个打谷场。
A tape also mentioned the threshing floor.
他讲到了另外一件事
mention another aspect,
也是跟这个打谷场有关系的
also related to the threshing floor.
这个故事我其实很早以前就听过了
I have heard the story long time ago.
但是我从来不知道那个故事跟这个打谷场是有关系
I didn't relate that with the threshing floor.
这个故事就是说从前在以色列人中间有一对弟兄
The story goes like this. There were two brothers in the tribe of Israel.
这两个弟兄呢，他们共用一个打谷场。
They both share the same threshing floor.
一个弟兄住在这一边呢，一个弟兄住在那一边。
One live on one end, one the other end.
这个年纪比较大的弟兄是有家的。
The older brother has family.
有孩子。
Has children.
那个年纪小的弟兄是没有家的。
The younger is single.
但是他们每天在打谷的时候呢，他们共用一个打谷的场。
But every day they would share the threshing floor.
那后来啊，那个做哥哥的那个弟兄啊，他就这样想。
So、one day the elder brother thought.
他就突然想到，他说我这个弟弟哈是一个人。
And he thought about his brother being single.
我呢有一个家。
And I have a family.
我家我人口多。
I have more in my family.
我工作的人多。
More people that work with me.
我的弟兄呢就是一个人。
But my younger brother is only one.
他将来还需要成家。
And one day he would have his own family.
所以我怎么样能够帮助他一点
？So how can I help him a little?
他就一直想我怎么样能够帮助他一点
？So he was thinking how can I help him?
他认识他的弟兄，他的弟兄很可能不愿意接受他的帮助。
He knew his brother that his brother probably would not accept his help.
所以他后来就决定，我呢就在晚上的时候，趁我弟兄睡觉的时候，我就呢挑一担我的谷呢，放到他的那个。
So he decided to carry a bushel of grain at night and put it on his brother's threshing floor.
我们感谢主啊，他的弟弟啊，又跟他有相同的意念。
And we praise the Lord, his younger brother has the same mind as older.
这个年轻的弟弟他就想，他说我这个哥哥啊，有这么大的一个家庭。
The younger brother thought my older brother has a big family.
这个大的家庭啊，需要一定很大。
And therefore, the need in a great family is greater.
我就是一个人嘛，一个人吃饱，全家都吃饱。
And I am single. If I feed myself, then my whole family is well fed.
那话是我加上去的，是中国人的讲法。所以呢，他说我应该要帮助我的哥哥。
Therefore, I must help my brother.
他想了半天呢，他说最好呢，我晚上的时候，趁我哥哥睡着的时候，我就挑一担我自己的谷子到我哥哥的场上，就倒给他。
And he said the best way is to carry a bushel of my own grain at night when my older brother is asleep and put it dump it at my brother's threshing floor.
就第二天早上，两个人都吓一大跳。
So the in the morning, both were surprised.
怎么多了啊？多了一堆罐麦子在这里。
Why is how come I have gained another bushel of wheat?
但是呢，他们就把那个事情呢埋在心里。第二天呢，他们又做同样的事。
The next evening they did the same thing.
他们两个每天晚上就在那里场上里面互相的送谷子。
So every night they were dumping their own grain to each other.
到有一天两个人在晚上碰到。
Until one night they met face to face.
他们发现这样一件事。
And they discovered this thing.
这是一个非常感人的一个故事。
And this is a very touching story.
有人告诉我们那一个晒谷场就是后来建圣殿的那个晒谷场。
And the story goes that that same threshing floor becomes the very threshing floor that the temple was built upon.
神的家乃是建造在这个彼此相爱的上面。
In other words, God's house is built upon the matter of brotherly love.
神的家不是建造在一个知识的上面。
House of God is not built upon knowledge.
神的家不是建造在一个道理的上面。
House of God is not built upon doctrines.
神的家是建造我们彼此相爱这件事情。
The house of God is built upon the matter of brotherly love.
当这个哥哥和这个弟弟他们有那个想法的时候
when the two brothers have the same mind,
这个叫做意念相同。
This is what being of the same mind means.
但是光是意念相同还不够。
It is not enough to be of the same mind.
等到他们决定把自己的那一担谷拿去的时候拿去给另外一个人的时候
When they decided each one in his heart to bring his own grain to the other,
这个叫做爱心相同。
That is what have the same love means.
最爱的最高的表现就是舍弃自己。
The greatest manifestation of love is to lay down yourself.
爱不是把它说在我们的嘴唇上面。
Love is not paying lip service.
爱也不是重在让别人看见。
Love is not for others to see.
爱乃是在我们的心灵的深处，我们为着弟兄的缘故，舍弃了一点点我们的自己。
Love is to lay down some of ourselves in the depths of our being.
不管我们所放弃的是多还是少。
However much or less we give up.
神好像不太注重这个多少的问题。
Seems as though God does not pay attention to quantity.
神乃是重视我们这个人是不是愿意舍弃。
But he pays attention to whether or not we are able to lay aside ourselves.
无论我们的能力有多少。
However great our capabilities are.
就算我们只有一点点的能力。
If we are just capable in a little thing.
我们只能够有一点点的舍弃。
We are only able to sacrifice but a little.
如果我们在神的面前愿意这样做的话
But if we have the willingness before the Lord,
神就能够在我们当中来建造他的家
Then God can build his house among us.
神的家乃是建造在弟兄相爱上
God's house is built upon brotherly love.
如果我们当中真有这样的相爱
If we have the same love among us,
神要把许多的祝福带给我们
God would bring us much blessings.
什么样的祝福呢
What kind of blessing?
这里面从诗篇133篇我们看见有两方面的祝福。
From Psalm 133, we see two aspects of the blessing.
头一方面的祝福就像这个贵重的油。
First aspect is like the precious ointment.
这个贵重的油就到了亚伦的头上。
It comes upon the head of Aaron.
又到了他的胡须。
Flows down upon his beard.
又到了他的腋间。
Even to the hem of his garment.
头一个祝福就是亚伦的油。
First blessing is the ointment of Aaron.
什么是亚伦的油呢
？What is Aaron's oil?
亚伦是以色列的大祭司。
Aaron is the high priest of Israel.
而在大祭司在服事以前呢，要经过一个好像一个仪式。
Before the high priest is to serve, he has to go through a procedure.
这个仪式就是用油浇在他的头上。
And that is to anoint his head with oil.
这个浇这个油不是一点点。
They didn't just dab a little ointment on his head.
有一些书告诉我们啊，这个油啊有750个 ounce。
Some book tells us this oil is 750 ounce.
你把750 ounce 的油倒在一个人的头上。
Imagine pouring 750 ounces of oil on somebody's head.
那不是滴一点点的油啊。
You're not just dabbing a little bit.
把整个瓶子都要倒空的。
You empty a whole jar.
然后这个油当然从头上会很快的就流到胡须上。
And therefore the oil comes down quickly from the head to the beard.
然后流到身体上。
And then to the body.
最后流到衣襟上。
And even at the end to the hem of the garment.
如果能够流到衣襟，就表示全身都流到了。
If it covers the hem of the garment, it means it covers the whole body.
大祭司在服事以前要经过这样的一个受膏。
The high priest before he serves must be anointed in this way.
而大祭司不过是一个预表，而真正的祭司我们的主耶稣。
The high priest is but a type. Our real priest is the Lord Jesus.
而主耶稣在出来服事以前，他也有经过一件事。
Before the Lord Jesus came out to serve, he passed through the same thing.
就是他在受浸的时候，有圣灵像鸽子一样降临在他的身上。
That is, when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended as a dove upon his head.
如果我们把这两件事情摆在一起来看，我们就知道那个亚伦的油就是圣灵。
If we place the two together, we will see Aaron's oil is the Holy Spirit.
教会里面如果有合一，
if there is oneness in the church,
如果有这个弟兄相爱，
if there is a brotherly love,
圣灵就有他的工作。
And the Holy Spirit would manifest his work.
圣灵就能够做工在教会当中。
Then can the Holy Spirit work in the church?
圣灵做什么工作呢？
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵工作可以讲到有三方面。
There are three aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit.
头一个方面就是圣灵乃是把那个馨香的气息带到我们的当中。
First aspect is the Holy Spirit brings the savory ointment among us.
在旧约有一句话，他说膏油和香料可以使人的心喜乐。
In the Old Testament, this verse says, ointment and spice, rejoices the heart.
当我们与弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候，
when we gather together with the saints,
当神的同在在我们当中，
when God's presence is among us,
圣灵的工作是明显，
and the work of the Holy Spirit is manifest,
我们里面就有一个感觉，就是喜乐。
We have an inward feeling that is joy.
这个喜乐是我们说不出来的。
It is joy unspeakable.
但是却是非常的实际。
But it's very practical.
如果我们要用一个字来描写它的话，
If we were to describe it,
我们只能说那是甘甜。
We can only say it is sweet.
这是一个最好描写的最贴切的一个描写的话。
This is the best word to describe it.
我们就有一个甜美的感觉。
We have a sweet sense.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们去到一个地方，
If we go to a place,
我们有了这个甘甜的感觉，
We have a sense of the sweetness.
我们知道是有圣灵的工作。
We know there's the work of the Holy Spirit there.
这是每一次我们参加聚会，我们里面的一个期望。
This is our earnest desire every time we come to a meeting.
甚至我们礼拜三与弟兄姊妹聚集在一起的时候。
Even Wednesday night as we gather with the saints.
我们乃是要来尝那个甜美的滋味。
We are there to taste of the sweetness.
我们礼拜五与弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候。
Friday night as we gather with the saints.
我们希望里面能够尝到那甜美的滋味。
We expect the taste of the sweetness.
甚至我们与少数弟兄姊妹三三两两在一起。
Even when we gather with only two or three,
我们也要尝到那甜美的滋味。
We like the taste of that sweetness.
如果圣灵在我们的当中，
If the Holy Spirit indeed is here,
如果弟兄姊妹真有彼此相爱，
Brothers and sisters truly have a brotherly love,
我们就能够尝到那个甜美的滋味。
Then we can taste of that sweetness.
不但是我们能够尝到，
Not only can we taste it,
就是一个还没有接受主的一个人，
Even an unbeliever,
一个还不认识神的人，
One who does not know the Lord,
他到我们的当中，
When he comes among us,
他都能够有感觉，
He would have this feeling.
他也许不知道怎么样来形容，
Maybe he does not know how to describe it.
但是他会有一个感觉，
But he would have a feeling.
那个感觉让他下次再来。
The feeling causes him to return.
不是我们这些人讲话讲得好听，能够让一个人再来到聚会。
Not that we can speak well or be eloquent that causes people to come back to us.
也不是我们做菜做得多好吃，可以吸引别人下次再来。
Neither is the fact that we are all good cooks that people like to come back and eat.
唯一能够让一个人重新来到神面前，
The only thing that draws people to come to the Lord
是他能够 感觉那个聚会中的甜美。
Is the fact that he can discern the sweetness in the meeting.
当他尝到那个滋味的时候
，Once he has tasted it，
就吸引他再来到我们的当中。
It draws him to come back again.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要求圣灵做这样的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do such a work.
每一次我们聚集在一起。
Every time we gather.
把那个甜美摆在我们的当中。
To put the sweetness among us.
第二个工作。
Second work.
就是医治。
Is a healing work.
神的圣灵乃是做医治的工作。
The Holy Spirit is doing the work of healing.
所以雅各他就说了一句话。
James said.
他说你们当中有人生病的话，你们要请长老替他们抹油。
If some among you is sick, ask the elder to anoint his head.
当这个油抹在人的身上，就代表圣灵。
The oil is anointed, it means the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就能够医治。
The Holy Spirit can heal.
在好撒玛利亚人那个事情里面，那个撒玛利亚人用那个酒和那个油涂在那个受伤人的伤口的上面。
The story of the Good Samaritan, he uses wine and oil to cover the one who's beaten.
这个油代表神的医治。
The oil represents God's healing.
今天我们在这个地上常常容易受伤。
Today on this earth we are often battered.
不管是我们身体上的
，whether physically，
或者是我们魂里面的
，or psychologically，
或是我们这灵里面的
，or spiritually，
常常都是经过受伤。
We're often bruised.
就我们有一个属灵的眼光来看的话
，To look at things from a spiritual perspective，
我们可以感到好像是伤痕累累。
We can feel that we are full of bruises。
这个伤痕怎么样解决
？How do we heal the wounds？
人心中的伤痕不是人的话语能够安慰得了。
The wounds deep in the heart cannot be comforted by mere words。
人心中的伤痕甚至是不能让别人所了解的。
The wounds in our heart cannot even be understood by people.
但是感谢神，神把圣灵的恩典赐给我的。
Praise God, He has given us gift, the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵像亚伦的油留在我们身上的时候
，When the Holy Spirit comes down like the ointment of Aaron.
这个油流到什么地方，这医治就到什么地方。
Wherever this ointment reaches, the healing comes there.
当那个油淋到我们的时候
，When the oil comes to us.
我们里面就被医治了。
We are healed within.
我里面就刚强了。
We're strengthened within.
我们需要有这样的恩典。
We need this grace.
我们何等盼望教会里面有圣灵医治的能力。
How we hope there is a power of healing in the church.
这个乃是建造在弟兄合一的上面。
And this is built upon the fact of brotherly unity.
当我们是这样连接在一起。
When we are united in this way.
那个油才能够从头流到胡须。
Then can the oil come down from the head to the beard?
能够从胡须流到腋间。
And from the beard to the hem of the garment.
如果我们是分散的。
If we are all divided.
圣灵没有办法流到腋间。
There's no way the Holy Spirit can reach the hem of the garment.
这是圣灵的第二个工作，是医治。
Second work of the Holy Spirit, healing.
圣灵第三个工作，乃是叫我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Third work of the Holy Spirit is to rebuke ourselves for sin, for righteousness, for judgment.
我们常常觉得悔改乃是指的罪人说的。
Oftentimes we think repentance only is for the sinners.
所以施洗约翰他有一篇信息，他只有一篇信息，就是悔改的信息。
So John the Baptizer has only one message, and that is a message of repentance.
但是我翻到启示录的时候
，But when I come to Revelation,
我看到约翰在写书信的时候。
When I saw John writing the epistles,
我看约翰写信给七个教会的时候
，When I saw John writing letters to the seven churches,
他的信息是什么
？What was his message?
他说你们要悔改
，Repent.
从施洗约翰到那个约翰，他们的信息是一样的。
From John the Baptizer to the other John, they have the same message.
难道我们有一天到了启示录的时候，我们还需要悔改吗
？Does it mean we need to repent when we come to Revelation?
弟兄姊妹，是的。
Francis, yes.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
虽然我们都知道基督徒的一个道路是一个上升的道路。
Though we know the path of a Christian is a way of ascension.
但是每一次我们往上走一步的时候，那是我们悔改的时候。
Every time we take a step upward, that is a time of repentance.
我们只有悔改，借着不断的悔改，我们能够在属灵一直往前。
Only by continual repentance can we go up before the Lord.
什么时候我们停止了悔改
？Whenever we quit repenting.
我们的属灵就停留在那里。
our spiritual condition reaches a stagnation.
这是一个基督徒的生活。
This is the life of a Christian.
乃是借着悔改一直被主带到前面去。
By repenting, being brought forward by the Lord.
而这个悔改是圣灵的工作。
This repentance is the work of the Holy Spirit.
就像我们当初得救一样，是圣灵的工作。
Just like when we were first saved, that was the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们属灵的成长，每一次我们在前面能够跨过一步，都是圣灵的工作。
Our spiritual growth, or every time we take a step forward, is also a work of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们去读教会的历史，
we read the church history.
我们读到教会的复兴，
we read about revival in the church.
没有一次是例外的。
Every time was the same.
每一次教会的复兴都是从悔改开始。
Every revival starts from repentance.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
就像当初圣灵的工作在尼希米那个时候一样。
Just like at the time when the Holy Spirit worked in the time of Nehemiah.
他们没有合一的时候，他们不觉得自己有罪。
Before they had the feeling of oneness, they did not know they were sinful.
他们觉得自己很好。
They felt they were good.
但是非常的奇妙。当他们合一的时候，
Strangely, when they were in oneness,
他们重新合一的时候，
when they were in oneness,
他们都发现自己有罪。
They all discovered they were sinful.
他们就在神的面前披麻蒙灰。
And before the Lord, they put dust on their head and wore sackcloth.
这是神最大的一个恩典。
This is the greatest grace of God.
神最大的恩典就是让我们众人一起看见我们的缺乏。
God's greatest grace is that all of us will see our lack.
这样我们就能够一起到他的面前来祷告。
And together we can come to him and pray.
神就能够把他更大的恩典降临在他的子女当中。
God will pour down his greater grace to his people.
这叫做亚伦的油。
And this is Aaron's oil.
第二个祝福是黑门的甘露。
Second blessing is the dew of Hermon.
什么是黑门的甘露？
What is the dew of Hermon?
在黑门那个地方哈，黑门是一个很高的山。
Hermon is a very high mountain.
这个山将近有一万英尺。
It's almost 10,000 feet.
这是一个很高很高的山。
It's a very high mountain.
但是这个山的山脚呢，却是那个高度是海平面的高度。
The foot of the Mount Hermon is at sea level.
所以他们这个高度的差距是非常非常的大。
So the difference in elevation is great.
在这个黑门山呢，它的山顶上终年都是积雪的。
Peak of Mount Hermon is always snowy.
因此是有非常寒冷的一个光景在那里。
So it is very cold.
因此当那个温暖的空气上升到黑门山的时候，
So as the warm air reaches Mount Hermon,
就会变成很重的露水。
It becomes heavy dew.
所以在黑门山周围的那些平地上，他们的露水是非常的重。
So at the plains around Hermon, they are heavily dewed.
那个露水重到什么程度呢？
The dew is heavy to the extent.
有人在那里写过这样的一个记录。
Some people have recorded.
他说早上起来的时候啊，那个帐篷里面的那个地完全是湿的。
When they wake up in the morning, the ground in their tent is all wet.
连他们的床上呢都是湿的。
Even their bed is all wet.
他说那个枪哈。枪都会滴水。
Even their weapon would drip with water.
那个露水凝结在那个枪上面，那个枪就一直滴水。
Because the dew had gathered on their guns.
所有能够悬挂水的地方呢，都有水珠。
Everything that hangs has water droplets.
那个露水就重到那样一个程度。
And that is how heavy the dew is.
那个附近所有的那个植物都是仰望那个露水。
All the vegetable life around there expect the dew.
这个露水就代表神的恩典。
This dew points to God's grace.
只有神的恩典就像这个露水一样。
God's grace is just like the dew.
就在我们不知道的时候，就在我们的当中。
Unbeknownst to us, it comes to us at the time we don't know.
这个恩典乃是从上面来的。
It comes from above.
不是从其他的来源。
It did not come from any other source.
在别的地方的植物，它们可以从河水，可以从井水。
All the plants can draw water from other sources.
但是在黑门山上，山底下这些植物，它们的来源是黑门山。
But the only water source for the plants around Hermon is from Mount Hermon.
这是在神面前儿女的一个光景。
This is the condition of God's people.
我们的来源不是这个世界。
The world is not our source.
我们的来源乃是从上面来。
Our source is from above.
另外呢，在圣经上有一句话说。
The Bible also tells us.
这是在何西阿里面的。
In the book of Hosea.
他说那个甘露呢，能够让百合花开放。
The dew causes the lily to bloom.
可以让那个黎巴嫩扎根。
It causes the cedar of Lebanon to take root.
我非常喜欢这句话。
I like this word.
我们很盼望，在教会里面最盼望的一件事。
The thing that we expect the most in the church.
就是开花。
Is to blossom.
就是扎根。
Is to take root.
如果我们看到有弟兄姊妹在扎根。
If we see some brothers and sisters taking root.
我们心里面是何等的快乐。
We're so rejoicing.
我们看到有的弟兄姊妹在那里开花结果。
We see some brothers and sisters blossoming.
这是最大的一个喜乐。
This is the greatest joy.
这个从哪里来的？
Where does it come from?
这个是从那个开门的甘露来的。
This comes from the dew of Hermon.
当神的甘露临到我们的时候。
When the dew of God reaches us.
在我们的里面。
Inside of us.
就叫我们这个人可以开花，可以扎根。
Causes us to blossom and take root.
这叫做黑门的甘露。
This is Hermon's dew of Hermon.
既然弟兄合一是这样的美。
Since brotherly unity is so pleasant.
我想我们众人都有一个心愿，愿意活在这样的光景的里面。
I believe all of us have a desire to live in this kind of condition.
那我们怎么样进入？
How do we enter it?
我们怎么样能够在实际上能够像诗篇这样所说的和睦同居呢？
How can we enter into reality described in Psalm 133?
我想我们要回到以弗所书。
We must come back to Ephesians.
我们读以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
好，我们一起来念。
All together.
凡是谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。这里面保罗告诉我们两个秘诀。
Paul tells us two secrets here.
头一个秘诀就是谦虚。
First is lowliness.
第二个呢就是忍耐。
Second is long suffering.
温柔乃是从谦虚来的。
Meekness issues out of lowliness.
没有一个温柔的人是不谦虚的。
No person who is meek is not lowly.
一个人如果不温柔的话，那个人就是不谦虚。
A person is not meek, then he is not lowly.
头一件事情我们要注意就是谦虚这件事。
First thing we need to pay attention to is the humility.
如果我们不能够在这件事情上学到，
If we cannot learn in this matter,
我们就不能和睦同居。
Then we cannot dwell together in unity.
罗马书说我们要复就卑微的人。
Book of Romans tells us we need to bear with one who are lowly.
在属灵上我们有一个最大的危险。
There's a greater danger spiritually speaking.
就是属灵的骄傲。
That is a spiritual pride.
就是觉得我们已经得着了。
That is to think that we have attained.
觉得我们已经看见了。
We have seen.
我们已经知道了。
We have known.
所以凡是不在我看见里面的人
So all of those who are not in my vision
他们是不能够跟我合一的
They cannot be one with me
这是一个骄傲
This is a pride
这不是谦虚
This is not lowliness
神告诉我们要复就卑微的人
God tells us to be lowly to those others
第二就是忍耐
Second is long suffering
忍耐是爱的一个表现
Long suffering is manifestation of love
要达到弟兄和睦相处。
To attain to the level of brotherly dwelling together in unity.
要许多的忍耐。
It requires all manners of long suffering.
难怪在哥林多前书十三章把忍耐是头一个提到的事。
Small wonder that Paul mentioned long suffering as the first item in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们很容易把我们的注意力摆在其他的事情上。
Because it's easy for us to pay attention to other things.
但是神却告诉我们，讲到合一，讲到相爱，最重要的就是忍耐。
God tells us when we talk about oneness and love, what is needed most is long suffering.
我们人所缺乏的也就是忍耐。
What we're lacking is the long suffering.
特别是当主让我们看见一些事。
Especially when God shows us vision.
如果主没有让我们看见，我们也就算了。
It's okay if God didn't show us vision.
那我们就糊里糊涂的。
Then we just go on living as business as usual.
但是有一天主让我们看见了。
One day God showed us vision.
我们心里就非常的兴奋。
We're rejoicing.
我们觉得我们应当要在神的这个旨意的里面。
We feel like we must be in God's heart's desire.
但是当我们就在这样看见的时候，我们里面就缺少了忍耐。
But when we are having the seeing, we are lack of long suffering.
我们就觉得我们不能够跟其他的弟兄姊妹相处。
We feel we cannot dwell with other brothers and sisters.
为什么这些弟兄姊妹没有看见？
Why aren't the other brothers and sisters seeing the same thing?
为什么弟兄姊妹对这件事情没有感觉？
Why don't they have the feeling regarding this?
我们需要忍耐。
We need long suffering.
我想神对我们的忍耐有多少？
Consider God's long suffering to us.
像我们可以回想当初我们还没有认识神的时候。
Remember the time before we know the Lord.
我们没有看见的时候。
Before we saw anything.
神是何等的有耐心。
How God was enduring.
一直在等候忍耐我们。
Waiting and long with long suffering.
今天我们岂不也应该一样存忍耐的心吗？
Don't we have to have the same long suffering?
当我们在里面有这样的一个忍耐的时候，
When we have this kind of long suffering within,
神就能够在我们当中做工。
Then God can begin working among us.
因为弟兄和睦同居不是人的工作。
Because dwelling together in unity is not man's work.
不是人可以按照人的想法来完成。
Not something man can accomplish according to his own ideas.
好吧，我们都能有这样的一个看见。
With all we have is,We will all have the same seeing.
你愿意在聚会里面做一个卑微的人。
And be a lowly person in the meeting.
不但如此，也在那里长久的忍耐。
Not only so, but also bear with long suffering.
这个忍耐不是一个消极的忍耐。
It is not something on the passive side.
这个忍耐是一个积极的忍耐。
Long suffering is a positive thing.
也是不断的祷告的一个忍耐。
It is long suffering with praying without ceasing.
乃是在爱里面的忍耐。
It is a long suffering in love.
盼望主借着这样的一个看见，能够在我们当中把合一带进来。
May the Lord usher in oneness by this kind of seeing.